With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. There has been a deadly weekend party in North Carolina. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The sheriff in Robeson County, North Carolina, says 13 people were shot at a large weekend party near Maxton in the southeastern part of the state. Two of the 13 were killed. Authorities say more than 150 people fled the scene of the party when officers arrived, and they're asking anyone with information about what happened to contact sheriff's investigators. Authorities say no one has been arrested, but there is no current threat to the community, and the shooting appears to be an isolated incident. I'm Donna Warder.
This past week, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese signed a critical minerals deal at the White House as the U.S. eyes the continent's rich rare earth resources. Economist Steve Moore finds it shocking that the U.S. depends on China for critical minerals.
The United States has more of these minerals, the critical minerals, the precious minerals, the rare earths, than any other country in the world. We got them in Colorado. We got them in Utah. We got them in the Dakotas. We got them in California. We got them in West Virginia. Why aren't we haven't been mining in this country since Bill Clinton put moratoriums on mining, and we have put ourselves in this position.
J.P. Morgan Chase wants out of paying a $115 million legal tab.
For nearly 3 years, J.P. Morgan Chase has picked up the legal tab of Charlie Gervais and Olivier Amar, the two convicted fraudsters who sold their financial aid startup Frank to the bank. But the bank said in a court filing late Friday that the two have racked up an astronomical nine-figure legal bill that far exceeds any reasonable amount that the two may have needed for their defense. According to the filing, Gervais' team of lawyers across five law firms have billed J.P. Morgan approximately $60.1 million in legal fees and expenses, while Amar's lawyers have billed the bank roughly $55.2 million in fees. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new study charts the political attitudes of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The USCIRF says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. Canada Prime Minister has announced that he wants to boost its non-U.S. exports.
In an evening address to Canadians aired by Canadian Network Pool, Prime Minister Carney announced a new shift in the country's economic direction.
Our goal for Canada is to double our non-U.S. exports over the course of the next decade, generating more than $300 billion more in trade. And that's new orders for Canadian resources, technologies, and expertise.
President Trump has been threatening Canada's economy with tariffs. I'm Karen Shemas.
Kelley Blue Book says the average selling price of a new car now tops $50,000 for the first time ever. The average transaction price for new vehicles jumped nearly 4% this year, which is the largest increase since spring of 2023. Key factors driving up prices include tariffs and the end of the federal EV tax credit. More details at SRNnews.com.